Bless you, Ray.
Okay. I want you to meet some people here who are teaching members, who are people who are helping others who are not in the charter group but who are here anyway. First is a man who, since Dick Schmidt started dressing up, he willed his tailor to Tom Renner. Tom?
What?
Where are you? There he is. Tom now has Schmidt's tailor. But he spends his winnings on airplanes instead of clothes. Also, Paul Caldwell, who's... Well, you don't have to sit down. But you want to clap for Paul Caldwell? He's helped a lot of people in the Middle East. He's on the phone quite a bit here. Now, from our own ranks, we're going to have these people talk, but I want to introduce you to them first. I'm sure you know them. Each one of them is going to give you a little message from his perspective. What we're going to do is we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, but we have one perspective, this man and myself, and the rest of them have various degrees of other perspective. The first one I want to introduce is, we got in at first to the organization by about 3 days, is Bob Purdy. He will speak to you. I'm sorry, the Senator, you may applaud him. It's great to do that. He will be answering all your questions in the field of the Senator. Getting right now, he's going to have 3 hours worth of sleep. And as he gets later into the evening,
and I'm planning on 2 more tonight.
More training. Right after him came the man who is destined to become the number one commercial author on the subject of pace handicapping. This book will be out either December or January. Tom Brohan. Tom Brohan is our liaison with the rest of the world, the rest of the handicapping world. He tells them what we really mean, and then he tells us what they really mean. And it's kind of nice to have someone who also knows what the other side is. He's not as rigid as some of the rest of us. So he'll be helping you with the basics of handicapping as applied to the simplistic formulas of phase three. Let's see. In order of who came next was Robert Cochran from Chicago. Bob is going to, as part of his services, is going to give you some facts and figures on APB in class, and he's going to take one of the things in the Kennedy Generator Manual and go through it and show you the importance of these figures and how you can weed out horses and how it's still very viable. Now, Tom doesn't use those things because he started on that. If you read Dick Mitchell's books about Tom Brohammer, he started and cut his teeth on the Kelco class calculator, which is all APB. He spots APB. So when he says, I don't use APB, don't think that, oh, that's permission for you not to use it. You go through years and years, and you spot who are the high APB in class horses. But until you get that down, please follow Bob's procedure. It will make you a lot of money. Next along the line was a guy.
See that?
That's nothing. He used to wear the big straw hats and boots and
Levi's.
Kind of bow-legged, if you notice. In New Orleans in 1983, we were getting along just like we are now. We're all dressed up. We're having a great thing. It's very formalistic. We were using. And two guys walk in the back of the room. And look around. It's about like this. And I'm talking. And they grab a couple of chairs. And they move it. I could, if he had bad breath, which of course he doesn't, I could have smelled it. Howdy. I have no knowledge that this guy is coming to the seminar because he was the last minute the person who put the seminar on had invited. And he turned out to be kind of the other side of my coin. People say, you and Bradshaw are just alike, you both talk funny. Here's my other half.
Yeah, we can understand, Jimmy.
You're good at first. See how you come along? Then suddenly out of the Midwest was a guy who was listed in Standard & Poor's or Fortune magazine, whatever, the third richest man in Missouri. And he decided he needed something to do.
Did he buy the state or something?
No, I just third businessman. I think it's fourth business now after that last insurance problem. Because Steve's the first, and somewhere they're the second. So what happened was that this man, he didn't want a handicap to win money because he needed money. To him, handicapping is a relaxation. That's his fun in life. He thinks anyone wants to make a living in business, they're working too hard to make a living, but it's not work when you make it play. Alton Smith. Many faces in this room who would still be losers if it weren't for Elton's doing. He's a little harsh on them, but he got them around. And chronological order here. Eeny, meeny, that's Marion. In chronological order, the next person to join this was a man who...
Oh, no,
no, I didn't mean I wasn't going to do that.
No, I'm serious. It never occurred to me.
We were the guilty arm. No, I wouldn't do that. I didn't do it to Bob, did I?
What?
Well, they had that old school line, but I didn't mean a bit of thing. Anyway, this man was a winner in everything he ever did, and he did it the hard way. He came out, his grandfather was a slave. He came out of Arkansas in the depths of humility. And he pulled himself up by his own bootstraps, and he's one of our most, well, can I use the word articulate without offending you? He's one of our most articulate, certainly one of our greatest helpers and most brilliant handicappers, Marion Jones. Well, that's all, I guess that's it. And, oh, pardon me. I didn't recognize you, sir. Of all the handicappers we have, two who make the most money, it's a toss-up between Marion Jones and this next fellow. And he keeps saying he's not as good a handicapper as anybody else in the group, but he is dedicated and disciplined to a money management procedure, which is very simple to do, but very difficult to inaugurate. I give you a man, when we made $256 yesterday, he made closer to $1,000. I won't give you the exact number. Just because his money management was better than ours. They were the same horses. In fact, he didn't even have some of them. We won them. He made a lot more money, and he's going to show you how to do that. If you follow his procedure, you'll all make a lot more money. Dick Schmidt. Okay. All these gentlemen are going to be talking about their fields, particular fields of expertise this evening, is a kind of introductory approach. Then tomorrow, after the first hour, we will divide. And for the first time in history, your velocity people will go to a smaller room, which might give you some indication of the future. With the energy people will be in this room. We'll divide and come back to meet together tomorrow night and Sunday morning. Velocity will be very ably handled by Tom Brohammer, who uses it, and by Dick Schmidt, who doesn't. And Dick Schmidt, Dick Schmidt is a great actor. And he likes to talk about velocity because people are starting to forget what it is. He's very good. He learned it at the feet of Tom Brohammer, the elbow or whatever.
One of the seventh in the feet.
Marion will be essentially in the energy, and Bob Cochran will come to both. He'll stress the importance of your understanding class delineations, APV delineations, in both velocity and energy. There's no change there. Alvin can go wherever the hell he wants because he's a rich man. Which, where would you like to go tomorrow? I mean, it's up to you.
That's it now?
Where would you like to go tomorrow? Do you want to vacillate between the two?
I don't belong anywhere, it don't look like. I'm just kind of out in left field. I'm stepchild to the mythology.
Is that true? You turn these people around.
Well,
you make Duke a winner, you make these people a winner, you help. Gosh, you've got See, Georgia knew everything until they met you.
Well, you met him as a winner. Yeah, but the thing you must remember about Steve George is, if he goes out the track and he don't win, he buys the track.
I asked Bob Curry about this hotel last night. They wouldn't keep the restaurant open. He said, I want to buy this joint. So he just bought the people instead. So you'll all get visitations.
Savings.
If that's the proper word.
Savings and loans.
We must savings and loans. And the savings and loans business bought the track. All right.
Florida from Elk, he's in the savings and loans.
I am?
That's the banter among the rich folks. We're not supposed to understand what they're talking about.
We don't either.
Now, I have someone who is neither fish nor fowl as a, regarding teaching or charter member. He's, we call him our experimental deviationist, record keeping. Here's a research project for you to do, Spencer Toner. And he also sets up machines and supposedly makes sure that the hotel you're in is doing everything it's supposed to do. If I were a Hollywood producer, he'd be known as a gopher, but he's much more than that. He's a guy who has received some benefits from us and who is trying to give them back by doing anything he can. He does everything mediocre. And that's better than doing one thing well. My dear friend, Spencer Toner. That's how we treat our friends in this organization. You'll see what we do to our enemies. We used to make a lot of fun of Broner, but since he's famous now, we have to take it easy.
Yeah.
So everybody's been introduced. I know you're all wanting to see what you're getting free. We're part of coming to this. So we won't keep you in suspense any longer.
Bring her in.
What?
Bring in the cake.
So what we're going to do is, because they're universal to everyone, everybody remembers the Triple Crown. So what we're going to do is show you the Triple Crown races on the program you're getting, the Cajun. As Spencer is setting, it takes a little while. Well, when he's in rehearsal, this guy goes fast. But when surrounded by people, he's got his son here tonight. He's a little bit more alert. Not much, but a little.
You don't know one has that book.
I know they don't. I have it. That's all that counts.
You want to pass it out?
No. Jen must have passed it out with a contract. She killed two birds with one stone. It doesn't matter. You all know who won the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont.
Well,
that's it. We can't keep showing swell for everybody. We can't hold on. We'll start off with that, with the one that says KG-90. I think that's what it is. If not, we'll find something that looks something like that.
KG-1990.
Huh? 1990. Oh, is it KG-1990? I put it in the little. Okay, KG-1990. Oops. You have heard Jim Bradshaw talk on the matchup. Well, we have a lot of egomaniacs who think that they can do the matchup like Jimmy does, and all you're supposed to do is match the fractions and this and that. So I said, Jimmy, let's do a program that really reflects a non-linear ability that you and I seem to be concerned with and nobody else is, of the matchup into a program which does the matchup for you. Now, what we have to remember before we float into the next thing is Kentucky Derby. We've tracked it since 1981, and we've won every one of them. The Kentucky Derby is always won by horses in the top three sustained, even when that Lucas horse finally won it. It still was in the top three sustained and a tremendous early advantage. What's her name, Bob?
Winning Colors,
yes. And the second prerogative for a Kentucky Derby winner is it must have won a grade one stakes or coming so close to the grade one stakes that it's virtually with. You throw the rest of them out, folks, because this criteria is held up since 1981. And probably wouldn't get it, so long. It was our first convention.
One horse was in there? Unbridled.
Yeah.
Unbridled.
Yeah, that's a good start. Now, move so they can. Okay.
That was fast.
And get it just with. Okay. Unbridled's in there. Pleasant didn't belong in there, but we put it in anyway because everybody would have thought it belonged in there because it came in second to Summer in a race in which Unbridled came in third, but it was a fluke for Pleasant. He just did not qualify. Never won a grade one. Both Unbridled and so these are your initial horses you put in there. Mr. Frisky, of course, and Video Ranger, who came in second somewhere. All right. This, and you're pretty familiar with this, you have Total Energy. You look at they have to go with their right here in this race and what they got. And you have their running style. Notice that Mr. Frisky's an early pace horse, essentially. Summer is sustained, Unbridled is sustained, Pleasant is a sustained presser, Silver is sustained. Mr. Frisky is early, and so is 36 Red. Mr. Frisky and 36 Red, despite the fact that they made Mr. Frisky the favorite, do not stand much of a chance in the Kentucky Derby. We knew that, but I know some people who bet on Mr. Frisky because I saw the odds. Now we should go to the next screen. What's your kinetic potential for each furlong of these horses? We're not going to explain the kinetic potential by furlong or half furlong in this manual or at this session. We want you to become acquainted with the basics of this program before you go to the esoteric part. So hit the next screen. All right. There is the predicted order of finish for sustained pace. You go no farther than that. It predicts Summer, who should have won, and Unbridled. And that's it. Don't look for a show horse, but look where it puts Mr. Frisky the favorite. And 36 Red, who was one of the favorites. And Silver, who was fairly. Silver should have won it, did it, came in second, but you know, we're a two horse plan. And there's your exact. Which, because of Unbridled's place, win prize, was a pretty good example. What was it, Tom? You were there?
I don't recall.
You know. Dick Schmidt told me that you photographed it. It was pretty good, though, wasn't it?
It was. Right? He didn't take a picture of that.
Okay. And Unbridled paid, out of where we were, $74. What did he pay where you were? Anybody remember what he paid at your track?
31.
31 is in the 20s. 30's at the track now. But the farther west you got, that's where Mr. Frisky was from. What the sun's going on. Okay, that's all we need to see. Just go to the. That's all you're going to look at. Now, even on the early, which the race doesn't run early, you still got the winner and the place horse, second and third. So if you if anybody thinks that Kentucky Derby runs early still, they can still, by boxing those three, have the exact. But it does not run early, has never run early. Seemed to have run early with that lady, but she was in the top three sustained as well as being way out there early. Okay, Preakness. PRK apostrophe 90. Now, with the Preakness, you had no new entries. All you have to do now is take the same readouts, really. Now, let me tell you something. You didn't read racing, and the Preakness is not won by an early horse. Guess which of the Triple Crown races run by the one early every year?
Belmont.
Right, and everybody, all the experts sitting there telling you, no, they got a really thing come from behind in this race. This is their long, grueling grind. The Preakness runs kind of, I'd say, sustained pressure. Oh, those are the things. You want to know what those little things are, anybody?
Horse.
Those are horsies.
Jimmy Bradshaw, put horses. He's going to make it even better. He's going to have them galloping across and end up next to their name.
They're going to have legs that are move.
Yeah, they're going to move. Elton's arranged for that. He's financing the. He's financing Jimmy. Okay, you got the old freak there on there?
Yeah.
You know, we just took the horses that survived the Derby. Grade one people. We took the horses that were so terrible.
I don't know.
I'll just go to the draft.
You got the laser?
Oh, well, this one, that one says MRP, it should be MUP, Music Prospect.
What's the answer to that?
Yeah, okay. Oh, I wanted to know the answer to that. Yeah, I was thinking Mr.'s, and I put Mr. in front of the prospector of the. So that's the order of finish, and the break is exact. Also, he had one of those superfectas, you got it. We'll see who survives on the sustain. See, without those other horses in there, Mr. Frisky becomes a better sustain. He goes down. You see how he went down a little bit here? Now, if you put it on the early, you're going to have these two reversed. Music comes up third, and you lose Mr. Frisky as your show horse. But it's not an early pace race. Okay, let's go to the Belmont. BEL apostrophe 90. Watch them as they go across the screen too. You get the pleasure of seeing their running styles. Now the Belmont, of course, if you had energy, it variegates earlier. This variegates sustained pressure. Kentucky Derby variegates sustained. And the Belmont variegates early if you didn't already know it. PRAK-90.
PRK.
That's this one, the one on the Belmont dash nine. Anybody can't see it, get up closer. Oh yeah. Let's take it across one horsey at a time. So they can see the horsies. This is, you know, if you can't win, you can play with this all night, it's just about like winning. Now this one you have to adjust. The reason you have to adjust is you brought in some horses other than those that were in the Derby. So you have to use the two adjustments. Go ahead, Seth. Don't be bashful. Just press the button. Okay. If you're not adjusted, it isn't sustained. But you still, this is the most beautiful thing about this go-go horse, is that he survives both the early and the sustained. But we're looking for a win. Now, there's your best place horse. And we know that he's too late for this particular situation. If we didn't know, we sure sounded that after the race. Okay, go to the early. We're not adjusted yet. But even on the raw, you see the 36.